This is Iya Dossi with WSQL News. Last night, Brevard College Debate Society and the Young Politicians of America held the 11th District Republican Congressional Debate at the Porter Center for the Performing Arts on Brevard College's campus. Eight candidates were present, and WLOS News anchor Frank Ferboni moderated. John Lanier of the Transylvania Times, James Buchanan of the Asheville Citizen Times, and Lee Goldman of the Hendersonville Times News made up the panel. When asked about rising gas prices, the candidates all seemed to agree with Mr. Patterson's response.
The gas prices are a result of speculation. It's in business. Businessmen know that the price is determined by what you can get for a product. It's not based on cost. Cost determines whether you can stay in business or not. Price is always based on what you can get for something. And they're bidding the price up because there is a limited supply available. So the price goes up. The way to get that down is to take away the speculation. We need to drill our oil, mine our coal, tap our natural gas, and build safe nuclear power.
The Brevard Fire Department and the Brevard Police Department responded to a fire on the campus of Brevard College early yesterday morning. According to Brevard Chief of Police Phil Harris, the fire, which was set in the old infirmary, was noticed just before 8 a.m. He added that papers and files had been set on fire, possibly for warmth. There is smoke damage, no one was injured, and the fire is still under investigation. The Transylvania Community Arts Council will host the annual Transylvania County Student Art Show from April 5th through the 27th. The show is sponsored by Transylvania Community Arts Council, Main Street Limited, Transylvania County Schools, and the North Carolina Arts Council. Enjoy artwork by students in the county from grades K through 12. All schools in the county are participating, and the public is invited to join students, art teachers, and parents for an evening reception at the Arts Council on Thursday, April 5th from 4 to 6. For more information, you can call the Arts Council at 884-2787. The Cradle of Forestry in America Historic Site will begin the 2012 season on April 14th with a Living History event, Old Time Plowing and Folkways. The Cradle of Forestry's Living History volunteers will interpret blacksmithing, wood carving, and spinning among the historic buildings. Visitors can also learn how to make their own corn husk dolls. Toward the end of the day, fiddle tunes will fill the air by the garden. The Cradle of Forestry will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. from April 14th through November the 4th. The Cradle of Forestry is located on Highway 276 in the Pisgah National Forest, 6 miles north of Looking Glass Falls and 4 miles south of the Blue Ridge Parkway. For more information, call 877-3130. And this has been Iya Dossi for WSQL News.